This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Missoula County District Court ruled that the state's refusal to issue a driver's license to a non-binary minor violates the Montana Constitution and that attorneys for the Montana Attorney General's Office also misinterpreted state law by refusing the license based on sex. The ruling by Judge Shane Van Atta said that a minor, known by the initials MB, has a birth certificate that says non-binary, but state officials refused to issue a driver's license, forcing MB to declare either male or female, which they refuse. The judge said that the state had the ability to issue a driver's license to MB, but instead refused to do so because it would not accommodate the non-binary status, therefore discriminating against the minor solely based on sex. MB had otherwise completed all the requirements to obtain a license. In his ruling, Judge Van Atta said the Department of Motor Vehicles and its parent division, the Montana Department of Justice, is prohibited from denying driver's licenses to residents based upon their legal sex. The case began as a Montana Human Rights Bureau complaint. During the investigation, a hearing officer determined that the state had indeed discriminated against MB, but attorneys for the state appealed to the Montana Human Rights Commission, five members of the public selected by the governor, in this case, conservative Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, who has expressed bias against transgender, LGBTQ, and non-binary individuals. That commission ruled in favor of the state. But Judge Van Atta ruled that commission members had misconstrued the statutes regarding licensing drivers in Montana, which require the legal name, date of birth, and sex. The judge said that the birth certificate listed MB as non-binary and is the document that gives the legal name and date of birth. Judge Van Atta said, MB accurately completed the form. It was the MVD that did not accept the non-binary designation of MB's legal sex and that did not enter the information in the system. Judge Van Atta said the case raised constitutional issues as well, namely equal protection of the law. The Equal Protection Clause requires that all persons be treated alike under like circumstances, Judge Van Atta said. The state of Montana issued MB a birth certificate with the designation of non-binary. Then the DMV denied MB the ability to obtain a driver's license when they listed their legal sex as non-binary, while at the same time allowing applicants who list their legal sex as either male or female to obtain a driver's license. This is arbitrary and discriminatory state action that does not treat all applicants for a driver's license under like circumstances, and therefore it is unlawful under Montana's Equal Protection Clause. Judge Van Atta also cited Montana law, which said a government agency cannot deny a license or charter due to a person's sex. American Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Akila Deernose said, transgender and non-binary people should not be forced to choose inaccurate gender markers, while cisgender residents face no such barriers. The court agreed that the practice of gender identity discrimination violates our Constitution and our State Human Rights Act by unlawfully singling out transgender and non-binary Montanans for unequal treatment. Everyone's favorite cardigan-wearing host is headed to YouTube. Starting this summer, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood will have its first dedicated YouTube channel where viewers can watch select episodes of Fred Rogers' beloved show for free, as well as clips, shorts, and compilations. YouTube didn't even exist when the final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired in 2001. Paul Sifkin, president and CEO of Fred Rogers Productions, said, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood continues to inspire viewers young and old across four generations. We're excited to partner with Little Dot Studios on this new YouTube channel that will make the wonder, kindness, and human connection of the series more discoverable and accessible than ever. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.